This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Milkman delivering last night, Keefe.
It's funny, they reference his contract a lot. You notice that? Like, a lot of broadcast teams talk about how much money they paid Milton Williams. So I looked this up.
I haven't noticed that, but I have a theory on why. But what'd you look up?
Is it because Robert Kraft wants them to be like, we see how much we spend?
Yes.
I know it is. So they mentioned it a lot, and they're like, and it's usually then met with like a compliment. It's like, paid him a lot, and here's why. And like, he's earning his money, but they bring up a lot how much money he's made. So I looked this up. So if he makes every penny on his deal, which nobody does.
No, it's like potentially up to like $100 million, right?
Yeah, it's like $104 million.
What is it guaranteed? 50? Was it even 50?
I think it's half.
Yeah, I think it was roughly half, yeah.
But out of all the contracts signed, that is the 42nd biggest contract in football. And they make it sound like they gave him all the money. It's like, well, there's 32 teams in the league.
Right.
So every team has a guy that's getting paid more than him, and some have two. But it's like they bring it up all the time. But either way, he is a Super Bowl champion, and he's made the playoffs every year he's been in the league. And he had a great answer last week. We talked about it when they're like, do you think you're going to be this good this year? Or the Patriots be this good? He's like, no.
He's like, no.
No, I didn't.
No, I did not.
But, he is one of the reasons why you have good confidence in any of these matchups, because he can be such a game wrecker to whoever they're going up against.
Well, you highlighted it last week, Keith. He's going to be the most impactful non-quarterback in the game, and Vrabel had him breaking down the team after the game. I think Vrabel agrees.
Yeah, he might have been. I mean, the defense was so good that you could pick a few different guys defensively that stand out. Offensively, I think it was really Ramondre Stevenson and Hunter Henry were like the two guys to probably play the best.
That's what I think. Although, who sent this? Did Ken send this?
Oh, Ken, yeah.
PFF graded who the best offensive player last night?
Will Campbell.
Nasty.
I mean, I think I would have him ahead of Jared Wilson, and that might be it.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to somehow say, because you dug in on the tape and he was actually their best offensive lineman, I could maybe get to that. I didn't feel that way, but like maybe I'd understand that. Their best player on the entire offense? How?
Yeah, I don't know.
How is it not Ramondre or Henry?
Doug Kide had a tweet that said, PFF takeaways from Patriots Chargers. Will Campbell was the Patriots' highest graded offensive player. He allowed one sack, four hurries. I was like, all right. Do you know who the highest graded defensive player was?
Wait.
Spoiler alert, you won't get it.
I won't?
No chance.
Givens.
Well, some chance. There's not that many guys on defense.
Okay, go ahead. Name them all.
Corey Durden.
It was.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Wow.
It was.
Good job. How about that?
Good job.
I was trying to think of the most random guy.
Yeah, no, that's why. Yeah.
Who's the other D lineman that I'm always like, who is that guy again? Oh, yeah. Farmer, who they drafted?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to guess Durden. Yeah.
He had 7 pressures on just 19 pass rush snaps.
Yeah, I knew.
Highest graded defensive player.
I was wondering why he was out there a ton. He was playing over Milton Williams.
Yeah. Me and PFF, Spider-Man meme. I grinded the tape just like they did.
Give me Durden and give me Campbell. I'm going to win a lot of games. These are my guys. The milkman played a good amount of snaps, too. You were wondering about that. You even asked him the question.
Yeah, I think
on
was
Friday.
He 30, 39, 38 out of 60, something like that?
37
out
of 60.
Yeah.
So what is that?
A little hot move.
62%.
I've been there.
Of the snaps. Yeah, how'd it go for you?
It's always a little hot move. Never.
Yeah, one
never,
kid.
Never anything more than that. Yeah, that's a good point. I did it once. Milton Williams, though, very impactful last night. The defense was awesome in that game. Milton Williams also bloodied up his head. Just a gruesome, disgusting, awful injury. Blood everywhere.
I'm surprised they didn't blur it on the broadcast. They didn't want to.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't. You know, sometimes those replays where they're like, "We're not going to show this again." Mike Vrabel is bloodied.
Maybe
we're not going to show
white,
it.
Like old wrestling.
Yeah. Maybe it was all so late at night. They said, "All right, we can get this through the censor."
That makes sense.
He does.
Yeah, but that was great.
It was.
I loved it.
Here's Vrabel after the game, getting all bloodied up by the milkman, Milton Williams.
Oh, you had two different ones written down here.
Oh, I did. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, can we hear that? I'm sorry.
Let's go back to that.
Hot route. My bad, Nick. That's on me. But if we could hear that again, I want to hear that again.
How proud were you to see the effort and the finish towards the end of your defense? Obviously, they could smell blood. Milt Williams doing what he does to finish it off. And speaking of blood, how's your lip? And what's that like?
Well, we talked to him about being willing to spill some blood out there. And that the big dogs come out in January. And I think Milt took that to heart. And the way that he played the game and the way he finished the game. And he came over and, you know, got me pretty good. But, you know, that's what happens.
It is.
That's what happens. Yeah, he was all fired up about it, though.
He loved it. He was, like, showing everybody. He's like, guys, look at his blood. It was like, it's like a little drop of blood on his lip.
Well, Hunter Henry joined us earlier in the show, and he's like, yeah, the guy just wants to play.
All he wants to do is throw the pads on. he's just, you know, he's just the
he's probably got a few snaps in him. I think he's got a couple snaps. He gets to the quarterback for you one time.
We saw him in training camp. He was out there making plays.
Yeah.
Although I guess when he worked out Will Campbell, he got chucked to the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
Heard about that a couple of times. Yep. If I could, Nick, and you're right, I did not have this in there, but if we could hear Milton Williams one more time, I like this answer about his view on bloodying up Mike Vrabel.
Can you take us back to the instant replay on that? What happened?
Man, I was just turned. That's just pure emotion. I think I hit but everybody, but I forgot Vrabel ain't had no helmet on, so he'll be all right, though. He'll be all right.
Yeah. I love it. What a line. I forgot he didn't have a helmet. You're looking right at him. I'm just turnt.
He didn't have a helmet.
Headbutted everybody, even the coach.
Sorry, guys. Too turnt. That's on me.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Good stuff. See, now what you know what's going to have to happen?
What's that?
Well, if they win the next game, he's going to have to headbutt them again.
A great point.
These guys are a little superstitious.
It's very stitious.
Just start headbutting Vrabel after every W.
Going to have to get in there and get that done. Maybe it's Corey Durden, Keith, because of how he played last night, according to PFF.
MVP.
Who was maybe underappreciated or unheralded in the win last night, or didn't get enough pub, if you will, in the Patriots win? Because I would
you got go a guy?
To, well, Marcus Jones made plays everywhere.
Oh, Marcus Jones, good one.
I thought Gonzo was great last night, honestly. And I don't think it's been his best year. I thought Gonzo was great before he left with the concussion. I think he's a guy who maybe isn't probably getting as much credit as he deserves for last night's game. It started with that fourth down stop. One play after Marcus Jones got the stop on third down with Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. I thought Gonzo was really good last night.
So we haven't mentioned him once, so I'll do it now. And not that the degree of difficulty on any of these kicks was through the roof.
Oh.
But it is a rookie kicker.
Mm-hmm.
First playoff game, he famously said anything below like 72 degrees is cold.
Too cold.
So you're like, oh, I don't know if I love that. And there were shorter field goals, but 3-for-3 on field goals, drills the one extra point. He makes 4 kicks in the game yesterday. We saw some missed kicks over the weekend, didn't we? We saw a bunch of different guys. I mean, Cam Little was all pissed that he wasn't all pro. Jaguars game, he misses a kick. We saw missed extra points all weekend long.
Green Bay was their kicker was missing like crazy.
Oh, Green Bay's kicker, Philly's kicker, Jake Elliott.
Yeah,
like there were missed kicks all over the place. So for Borgalis, first playoff game, and he just drills every kick he had. That's good to see.
So unheralded, and Vrabel was asked about this after the game, and he was all too happy to go on and on. Juxtapose this with when he gets asked about Josh McDaniels, by the way.
All right.
But he was asked about Zach Kerr and the game he called on defense. Here's what he had to say.
Coach, talk about Zach Kerr. Obviously, defense plays unbelievable tonight, but he stepped in this season with everything that happened with Coach T. He's done a remarkable job. Talk about his you know, the game he called tonight on defense.
Well, I would tell you that this means a lot to him. These players mean a lot to him. I think that they want to do well for Zach. And for the entire staff, they put a lot into it. And I'm proud of Zach for not only the performance, you know, calling the game, but, you know, the preparation and what goes into it. And he's earned every bit of recognition that he's getting and should get. And, again, it takes everybody. You know, there's great communication from upstairs, getting it to the players, and they, you know, certainly respond, and, you know, all the credit has to go to them. But, you know, Zach, you know, was able to change up some calls there at the end. And, you know, I felt like that mixed the pressure in because, you know, that's what we felt like we needed.
All right. Uncomfortable question. Does Zach Kaur next year, let's say they win another game. Let's say they go to the AFC Championship game. Does he just go back to being inside linebackers coach?
No.
Right? Like, just called a pretty good defense all season long.
Yeah, tell me how they lose or how they look.
No,
but
no.
Like, sitting here right now,
guy's done a pretty great job.
No offense to Coach T.
I know.
He should probably go back to being a D-line coach, and Kerr should keep calling the plays.
Yeah, I wonder. Right? Well, and they could even do, you know how sometimes a lot of times offensive coordinators don't call plays because the head coach does? So maybe, and even here, and we made fun of it, but Mayo and Steve Belichick were kind of like, neither one was the coordinator. Mayo like ran the meetings. Steve called the plays. I don't know. Maybe there's a way around it. It's a question for the offseason, really.
Yeah,
but
well,
I just wonder.
Because that gets sticky, right? Because, like, what do you do? Now, what are you going to strip the D coordinator
title from Williams?
So is there a way to, like, finagle that? Do they have an associate head coach? I should know this. Like, is there a way to give him, like, another title where he's like the Vrabel right-hand man on the coaching staff, which I feel like is already stretched, but where they could do that and make Kerr the play caller, D coordinator. Now, of course, you got to pay him. You're going to pay two, basically, coordinators. I don't know if Kraft wants to do that, but who should be the play caller next year? Probably should be Kerr.
I don't think they do have an assistant head coach.
I don't
think
they do either, to be honest. I couldn't remember if maybe Marone had the title.
Marone's just O-line.
Okay, yeah. So I don't think they have one. So maybe there's a way to do something like that where you're still giving him a nod, but based on that, and look, they turn around and they get blown out this weekend.
Yeah, no, we
and they give
different.
Up 40
yeah, right.
points, which I don't anticipate,
no,
then maybe
either.
I'll feel differently. But
sure.
Sitting here today, who should be the play caller on defense next year? Kerr.
I mean, he's done a really good job. Yeah. Or is it Kaur? I feel like on the broadcast they say Kaur.
I get confused. Yeah. I honestly, I've been saying Kerr. I feel like I've said that all year.
Yeah.
The interviewer there or whoever was asking the question said Kerr. I got to be honest, I don't
okay.
know. But that's what I'm going.
It's a Marshawn situation.
Whatever it is. Yeah. He should be the play caller on defense. 617-779-7937. I brought this story up earlier. It's worth circling back to. Because we said, once they win a game, I feel like the complaints about who they played and who they beat and all of this should go out the window, at least for me. But you knew people would move the goalposts. Dan Graziano.
Yeah, this is strange.
ESPN writes a Monday overreactions column. And the Patriots still haven't beaten anybody good. He says, overreaction? No, that's not an overreaction. Oh, sure, they won, which is all that matters at this point. But their performance did not scream number two seed / Super Bowl contender, and it did little to tamp down the notion of them being an untested team that could struggle against better competition. This is survive in advance time, and the fact that the Patriots won ugly does not disqualify them from winning at all. It's good to know.
Oh, phew. So they're not eliminated?
No, they're not.
Okay,
they're not knocked out. They won the game.
I was a little nervous that they might be done.
It just adds a little bit of strength to the arguments of those who continue to believe this team is playing over its head. I think it was fair to bring that up. And if you still think they're playing over their head, I mean, maybe that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that they've beaten nobody and they didn't look that good doing it.
Right.
I don't know. It's a playoff win against an 11-win team where they shut them down.
Yeah.
If you want to have nitpicks about Drake May, fine. But the team, I feel like most of the complaints about the team should go by the wayside. And I thought they were valid before this win. They should be gone now.
Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised because even on Friday we were sort of talking about this. And, you know, it had a lot to do with more of the MVP discussion when we were talking about strength of schedule and everything else. But we were like, hey, maybe they'll still look at the Chargers and they'll spin it where they're not that good. Well, that's also one of the advantages of being the two seed. So let's say you build up this great record because of the bad, the easy opponents you have. You don't get the bye, but you're the two seed. So you're going to get the last wild card team. If you really are a fraud, fool's gold team, then you lose that game, no matter what wild card team you play against. But they don't. They're the only team that wins by more than 4 points all weekend long.
Biggest margin of victory the whole weekend, yeah.
Them and the Bears are the only home teams that even won. So if you're like, oh, these teams had like weighted schedules or, you know, sometimes you do see good divisions. There's some really good wild card teams, right? Because they can't all win the division. So there's some really tough wild card teams. Well, they beat that wild card team, and they beat them by 13 points. The defense had the best defensive performance of any team that played over the weekend. You were going up against Justin Herbert. You weren't going up against a backup quarterback or a scrubby quarterback or there's like an injury or something like that. It's a real quarterback. It's a real head coach, as far as I'm concerned, right? Jim Harbaugh. Now, maybe he's in the decline, but back-to-back 11-win seasons for Herbert and Harbaugh, that was a decent quarterback-head coach combo. So, no, I don't buy that at all. Doesn't mean everybody played great. Doesn't mean that, you know, Drake May was great. The O-line was great. Doesn't mean that, you know, Steph Diggs was great. But they won a playoff game. They're into the divisional round. So now's a good time to stop talking about strength of schedule. I mean, like, they're there now.
That's what I think. Yeah. But then I read Graziano this morning. Since you mentioned this.
But also, I don't know who we could look at and say, now that's a Super Bowl team. Do you say that about the Rams?
No.
They allowed 31 points to the Panthers.
A team they already lost to earlier this year and didn't cover against, and it came down to the end of the game where Stafford, credit to him, but he had the lead, a come-from-behind victory against Bryce Young and the Panthers.
But that's why I think these five games this weekend were all a little bit different, but they were all really good, and none of them were like, oh my God, this team is so much better than everybody else. Even all the teams that won, I don't think you look at the Bears, Rams, Bills, Niners, and say, whew, they're in the Super Bowl.
And I don't know that I looked that way at either of the bye week teams either.
Oh, definitely not.
The Broncos and Seahawks? I don't look at
it
that
way. It's just as wide open as we thought it was. That's how I look at it.
Fair. Now, you brought up being at home and playing the Chargers as the sixth seed. Do you want to be at home and face Buffalo in an AFC title game?
The seventh seed, you mean? But yeah.
I'm sorry, as a seventh seed. Or do you want Buffalo in the AFC title game? Or do you want to go to Denver?
So I think this one is real close. Like, I think there's a good case to be made on one side, good case to be made on the other. I guess I would... You know, and maybe it's aided by the fact that the Patriots have been so good on the road. Maybe I will take my chances in Denver against a very good defense, but also against Bo Nix versus Josh Allen. And if you're playing Josh Allen, that means not only did he just beat Jacksonville, he also went into Denver and won. And they've already come here and won before.
He's never had a road playoff win. Now he's got two, and he's coming back to Gillette where I already beat you.
Yeah, let's avoid that.
I mean,
let's just avoid that.
I don't want that, and I acknowledge it's all about Allen. Denver's a better team than Buffalo, but I don't want to face Josh Allen here in an AFC title game.
No.
So, yeah, I'd rather go to Denver, and I respect what you're saying about being at home and playing at home and being comfortable here. They have been road warriors. It'd be, as we said earlier, keep poetic justice, to be the road warriors, go to Denver, and punch your ticket to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'd rather that, so I'm rooting for Denver.
And but I wonder if some of the stuff they did against Herbert, they would try to really do against...
Like the spying and stuff like
that? Yeah, against Allen. Try to do a similar game plan. I don't know. Their offensive line might be a little bit better. Might be harder to do some of those things.
Because Ellis said he did it earlier this year, and it's like... I don't know.
Jackson Dart, though.
I don't know how well that worked. Yeah.
It worked against Dart.
It did. Yeah. It definitely worked in that one.
Yeah.
So, I'm with you. And I had trouble rooting for Buffalo. Rationally, I knew... Or thought, anyway, the Bills beating the Jags was good because that meant you got the winner of Pittsburgh and Houston.
Yeah, I'm still happy about that for the divisional round.
I am too, but I just watching the game, I couldn't bring myself to actually root for the Bills. Well, I was for the Jaguars.
Yeah.
This will be easy to root for Denver in that game this weekend. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. The Patriots Monday. They'll be talking to Drake May. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ball. As they break it all down. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour and... Right after trending with David Azer, it's time for Grab Bag.
Jones is yelling, Keefe's confused. Nothing's planned and rules are loose. Producers panic, clock's almost dead. Why are we talking about this? Jones said it's not important. It might be fake, but we're doing it for goodness sake. Open the bag, no breaks, no lag. It's Jones and Keefe in the Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics had a couple of games since our last show. You were there on Saturday.
I was. My first loss of the year, Keith.
Yeah, your first loss.
I took in a loss in person. A lot of gambling losses that night on the Celtics. Yep.
Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs beat the Celtics. Friday night, Greg was there. Greg was there for a win.
Oh, he was at the Friday night game.
Yeah, front row.
Okay, nice. Good for him.
Front row against Toronto, win there. But it was after Saturday's game where Jaylen Brown, playing like an MVP, playing like an All-NBA first-teamer, he's a little upset. A little hot at the refs, took to Twitter, also had this to say after the game.
I'll accept a fine at this point. I thought it was some bull tonight. I thought that, you know, I think they're a good defensive team, but they ain't that damn good. I thought they, and I hope somebody can just pull up the clips, because it's the same every time we play a good team. It's like they refuse to make a call and call touch fouls on the other end. And that's just extremely frustrating, bro. Like, you know, like we play hard. We are outplaying our expectations. We compete hard on the defensive end, and they reward the other team with touch fouls, and we go down there, and guys are allowed to get away with. I hope just somebody please pull it up. Every time we play a good team, the inconsistency is crazy. I'll take the fine, Curtis. All them dudes was terrible tonight. I don't care. They can find me whatever they want. But it's crazy. Every time we play a good team, it's the same bullshit. Somebody please pull up the clips. I'm irate how they officiated the game today. You know, if we can't get to the free throw line and teams are allowed to be physical and bump us off our spots and et cetera, then it's hard to win games like that. We shot 4 free throws tonight and lost the game by 4. Not to say that's the whole game, the whole story. We got to be better in spots. I got to be better in spots. But goddamn, like, I'm driving to the basket. I'm physical. I don't flop. You know, I don't shy away from contact. I go up strong. I'm athletic. And nothing. I had 0 free throws tonight. The inconsistency is crazy. Give me the fine.
Somebody pull up the clips.
Hey, Turk, don't just stand there. Pull up the clips.
Somebody
for him.
Get the man a clip. Which,
good
for
rant.
God's sakes. Yeah, that is a good rant.
Really good rant.
Curtis and them dudes were terrible.
All them dudes are terrible. Calling out a ref by his name is always great.
Curtis, all them dudes was terrible.
All them dudes. They're all terrible. That's so good.
That is really funny.
It is true. They shot 4 free throws in the entire game.
And
he shot
0.
The Spurs took 20.
Yeah. He had a good breakdown. I'm sorry. Forsberg had a good breakdown on this. Jaylen Brown had like 50 drives or whatever and took no free throws. Should he probably got some free throws? Sure.
Probably.
What are you driving at? Like, there's some grand conspiracy against you and the Celtics in big games?
Trying to hold
them
down.
Is that what you're driving at?
You know me.
What are you getting at?
I'm not a huge, you know, crying about the refs, even though I think refs are subhuman and you should be able to say whatever you want to them, and they should be replaced by robots at some point.
Sure.
I'm not going to be like, that's the only reason why you guys lost in any of these games.
C-3PO and all them dudes.
Get Johnny Five tonight. Out there. Imagine screaming at Johnny Five.
Yeah.
Or the girl from Ex Machina.
Nice.
I'm still not familiar with that reference.
You're going to see Ex Machina. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I will.
You think differently about the robots.
But that was a bad effort by the Celtics on Saturday night. But that was A-plus rant, I would say. It was a good rant.
Great rant.
Jones and Keith, right about 1:30. On my way to where the bags are crowd. Can you tell me how to get to Krabby Bag Street?
Good voice.
Great voice.
Good pipes on that guy.
Great voice and good ukulele.
Real nice strumming.
Nice ukulele action.
Nice
right
voice,
there.
Nice strumming.
Break up the Bruins, Jones. They've won 3 in a row, and they put up 10 points.
I am very proud and pleased.
10 goals in the game against New York. They shut out Pittsburgh behind your guy, Korpisalo. One zip.
Getting hot.
Yesterday off tonight, taking on the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow night. But 4 big points over the weekend.
Double hat.
Hey, baby, I hear the Blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, so Frazier Minton had a couple of goals.
Your guy, Frazier, yeah.
Double hat trick. Pastrnak had 6 assists.
6 assists.
10 goals for the Bruins. Pretty,
6 assists.
Pretty nice little game.
That's like a good night for Derek White. 6 assists.
I had his over on Saturday. It didn't hit.
No. Yeah.
Thank you for grabbing my bag. The Jones and Keefe show's never a drag. From 10 to 2, they're your pals and your sports savants. Hey, has Bob Ryan tweeted? Let's guess a baseball player, too. Who's your hoss? Who is this week's it bragging boss? All us EEI fans say thank you for grabbing my bag.
Really nice.
Really good.
Where do people send those?
Keith at WEEI.com. We're coming in fast and furious right now.
That was a good one.
It'd be tough to top.
That is best newcomer of the year there, 2026.
That's probably two of the shows I watched the most growing up. Sesame Street and Golden Girls, back to back.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say Frasier.
Oh, and Frasier. Yeah, Frasier. Toss that into the pile, too. All right, Monday Night Football. We've discussed it here and there throughout the show, but it'll wrap up Wild Card Weekend. Texans at the Steelers. Steelers are 3-point home dogs. We would both rather face the Steelers next round.
Yep.
We both picked the Texans to win.
Yep.
You got them -3 as well? Yeah, okay.
I mean, now I got to bet it.
You got to bet it.
I think I'd bet Pittsburgh, to be honest. And I do wonder, we're all, like, Greg Hill showed a poll earlier today.
Okay, brag.
90% at last check wanted Pittsburgh instead of Houston.
Yep.
We're all looking way too far past Pittsburgh actually coming here and beating the Patriots, but I say that at one end of my mouth, and then out the other, I'm like, yeah, I'd still rather face them than the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to deal with that defense. I'll pick the Pats in either game. But you should be rooting for Pittsburgh tonight, if you can stomach it.
Hey man, grabbing bags.
I'm on the radio.
Oh, I was listening to a ton of System of a Down over the weekend.
Oh yeah, wow.
Oh my god.
They got that one ready to
what
go.
A
that
thrill.
Was, you weren't even done talking.
Every time you hear the word I perk up a little bit.
Yeah, well, you should. That's good instincts, Nick. No, because we were talking about last week when Van Lathan on Twitter was like, what's the best System of a Down song?
Yeah,
and
so
it's one of my favorite bands. I just hadn't listened to him in a while.
He asked for one, and you gave him like six.
Five.
Yeah, yeah.
You gave him my top five Friday System
Makes
songs.
Sense. Yeah.
That radio video one that people sleep on that.
Huh.
Jones, this just into the news desk. Thanks to Paul for forwarding it to us on Twitter. Adrian Shine.
Shine?
Shine.
Shine.
Like Shine Down, the band.
Gotcha. Like Adam Shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. The world's leading Loch Ness monster expert has concluded that Nessie was never real.
What?
He spent 52 years searching for the monster, but he has since given up.
What?
Wait a minute. Listen, I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
Wait, he quit?
He looked around that lake for 52 years. Sorry, lock for 52
it's
years.
It's a lock.
Yeah, it's a lock.
It's a lock.
As they pronounce it on Traders, it's a lock.
Yeah, Adrian Shine's the Loch Ness Monster expert. I don't know if that's self-proclaimed or not.
Well, I was going to say, hey, he doesn't sound like much of an expert.
It's a sad day. It's a bad day.
He spent the last 52 years looking for this thing. Guys, he's like, guys, I can't find it. It's a fool's errand.
There's no Nessie.
And if you look at the photo attached here, it looks like he spent those years growing that beard, too.
Oh,
look at that nice beard on.
Nice beard.
It's a good-looking beard on Adrian Shine.
It's real good. Wow.
When I first read the article, or I saw the headline, I should say.
I thought we lost him.
I thought he was looking down at us, saying, you guys will find him. I couldn't, but maybe you can. No, he's still with us. He's just choosing to live out the rest of his days not in search of the Loch Ness Monster.
He's just so miss. Every day he's like looking again. He's like, maybe.
Is he there? What was that? It's a bird. Ah, it's a bird. All right.
Ah! Oh, it's a stick. Damn it.
Stick. that's the same stick from before. All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
The guy's swimming.
That's the Leo meme from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. Every 5 seconds, he just stands near the lock screaming at it. What's that? It's like, hey, you want to get in here maybe? You want to take a little dip? He's like, no. The other thing about it, he was terrified of water.
Yeah, it's getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports.
All right.
He's been doing it for 50 years.
52 years. 52 yeah. years. Yeah, I'm out. Guys, the whole thing is a fake.
Grab back.
Oh, the Golden Globes were last night, Jones, buried against the Patriots game, so I didn't see any of it, but I did see some of the winners. Timothée Chalamet won for Marty Supreme. Movie of the year, well, they split this. Globes is different than the Oscars, so they split it into two different categories. Best drama went to Hamnet. Best musical or comedy went to One Battle After Another, so you would assume those would be the two going up against each other
favorites.
When it comes. Yeah, two favorites probably win the Oscars. Nominees for the Oscars come out, I think, 2 weeks from now, or give or take. It's this month, and then in March.
We don't even have the nominees for that yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
No, not yet. I was happy to see K-pop Demon Hunters won both Best Animated Movie as well as best song for Golden.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I saw those gals on the red carpet beforehand. I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
They're excellent. So I was happy to see both of that.
Every time a grab bag rings, Jones and Keith get their wings.
Nice. Speaking of award shows, tonight, 8:45 on the Dork Podcast YouTube channel.
Yeah.
The 2025 Dork Awards.
Oh, it's the
It's the biggest and best show of the year.
Nice.
Which is bittersweet.
Yep.
Because you start the year with a bang, and then it's downhill after that for 12 months.
Yeah, but then you just you know, back up.
You know, 2027, we're going to be back at the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the best and the worst.
Yep.
We're not just trying to make friends. We're going to make some enemies as well. We're going to call out the worst stuff from the year as well.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you, I don't want you to spoil any nominees, but is the hashtag Dork Podcast up for any of the Dork Awards?
It is. It's up for best podcast.
Oh, it is. Again.
Yeah, it is.
Well, congrats.
So we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
I think Jones and Keith might even get a nominee as well.
The podcast. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, just the podcast. Yeah. Sure.
Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't. These beautiful things that I've got. Grab bag. I want you, I need you, oh God. Grab bag. These beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
All right, Jones, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I would hope.
A lot.
Okay.
This weekend, I think he spent most of it tweeting.
Oh, tweet beefs or just replying to random?
No, mostly memes, asking questions, and then he just responds. One was saying it was an illustration of four different cars, and one of these cars is different.
Oh, hang on.
And Bob, I think, was able to identify which car was different.
How far do I have to scroll for that?
A ways. He had a lot of tweets.
I'm not going to get there.
No, you're not going to get there. So he identified the car that was different. I agree with him. Someone also said,
to a tweet that he's already replied to before?
Oh,
he does.
I wouldn't rule that out. Yeah.
One person wrote, am I the only one who has never watched a single episode of The Kardashians? Bob wrote, nope.
Oh, I've seen a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another one was eye test. He loves the eye tests. Yep. Let's see.
I was a little nervous because I've been practicing these eye tests with Bob Ryan. I have I have to go get my license in like the next month.
Oh, you had to do the eye test,
and I'm gonna have to do the eye test. I'm getting a little nervous, but now I feel like I've gotten some good practice in for that.
I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Somebody asked, did parents really just let their kids wander the neighborhood all day with no phone and just say, "Be back before dark"?
Yes.
No, Bob said no. You forgot about lunch. So he's got another one of these. How many places have you visited? Ooh, Bob had to respond. Like, I'm not going to do that. There's way too many.
I think we already did that one.
I think he
already replied to that tweet.
Yeah. Somebody said, can you name anyone? And then the meme said, he died, but his music is still alive. Name that artist. Name that artist.
He died, but his music is still alive?
Yeah, it's up to your interpretation.
Jim Morrison or something
like that? Kurt Cobain.
Okay,
Beethoven.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Not wrong.
Somebody said, have you ever walked up to a car that looks like yours in the parking lot and tried to open the door?
He must answer yes to that.
He goes, how about days ago?
Yes!
Somebody said, this is all Bob Ryan responses, by the way. Could you stay in the house for a whole week without stepping a foot outside for $100,000?
Yes!
Easily.
I would love that.
Yeah.
He wrote, is that before or after taxes?
Ooh,
so again, he's responding to some of these AI bots with a little humor.
Nice.
Another one is, can you find the mistake in this watch? It's a picture of a watch.
Yep. Hang on.
Another one, I was taught that it's better to be 10 minutes early than 1 minute late. Anyone else think the same as me?
10 minutes early than 1 minute late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Bob said, you can fudge the numbers, but the concept is valid.
Got it.
Bob said.
Yeah.
Somebody also had a question. Who's actually over 50 years old on Twitter/X?
Definitely him.
Bob wrote way over. And then this is the last one. Somebody said, be honest. Are you fine with people not liking you?
Oh.
This one seems a little deep.
Yep.
He wrote, depends on the person or people in question.
Yeah, just some Twitter egg.
That doesn't bother him,
but like somebody whose opinion he cares about.
Sure, yeah, it would hurt him quite a bit.
That's a truthful answer.
He's being honest.
Yeah.
I have a structured settlement and I need grab bag.
All right, who was the best NBA performer from last night? Was it?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Pretty good.
31, 7, and 8 Was it Amen Thompson, 31-13-6?
Lost.
Was it Anthony Black, 26-5-7?
Seven!
Jimmy Butler, 30 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. Or was it Giannis Antetokounmpo, 31-8-11?
Let's go Scotty Barnes.
Want to go Scotty Barnes?
Big OT win, yeah.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
I missed this text when we were talking about the guy that gave up on Loch Ness Monster. He goes, I'm not shaving until I find that monster. That's kind of what it looked like.
Yep, it is.
All right, we have a right-handed pitcher who was a one-time All-Star, a one-time ERA title holder.
Okay, now, David, feel free to lean in on this. You're in on this. Okay.
Yep. Third in the Cy Young 1 year.
Okay.
Third in the Rookie of the Year, separate years.
What years were those?
He had a cup of coffee in 89, Rookie of the Year votes in 90, All-Star in 95, hung up the spikes after the 04 season. Four teams, most of it with the Kansas City Royals, also the Anaheim Angels, the Oakland A's, and the New York baseball Mets.
90?
90. In 1993, he had a 2.56 ERA.
Kevin Apier?
He got it!
The Red Sox win.
We had him?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's a maybe, actually, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I'm not going to say confidently we have or have not.
Doesn't sound familiar.
I don't think we haven't had Ape.
Okay.
So they called him.
Nice.
It was a system to find out who we've used.
Anybody beat us to that? I haven't seen it
yet. No, that was a good one.
All right, nice.
That was a good start to the week.
Chalk that up as a victory.
Kevin Apier.
Random ball player.
Come on down.
Every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And you're going to get Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots, moving on to the divisional round.
Around 4 o'clock today.
Oh, you have a time?
Yeah, I think Marcus Jones, 3:30, Drake May around 4.
Thank you. So 4 o'clock-ish for Drake May. Marcus Jones, big game for him as well at 3:30. They're on WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them and get you the clip du jour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Time now for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And, of course, everybody's excited about the Patriots' win last night, moving on to the divisional round, including reporters. Pretty excited. Especially
well,
those,
excited.
Yeah, those that get a chance to talk to Drake May, just like Hart and Fitz, you're going to talk to Drake May later on today. But last night, Dan Roach had a chance to ask Drake May about the game.
That's Vrabel on the defense. Drake May giving a lot of credit to those guys on the other side of the football as well.
Drake, take us through this night. Certainly was a battle for you. What did you learn from it? And how proud are you, Goo? And
man, just glad we got
able to bounce back.
Proud of this team. We're never feel like.
Wait, it's not time.
Hold on. What happened there?
Got away from Rogie a little bit there.
What happened? Listen, I've been there, right? You heard. We had two interviews today. Probably went a little sideways at times. What was that? But can you play just not again next, sir?
Did he say Mac and Goo in the middle of that? What did he say?
Shout out Mac and Goo.
Yeah. What did he say?
And how proud are you, Goo? And man, he's not going to give an ass back.
Maybe Goo was there, and he's like a shout out to Goo while he's there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, sorry, I got distracted. Didn't realize Goo was there.
Kind of a shot at Mac when you think about it.
I like you guys' review of Stranger Things.
You're going to get some angry tweets from the movie club.
Yeah, Mac and the movie club's going to come at you.
Oh, boy.
A little shout out there from Roachy. That was nice.
That was nice of him. All right, so anyway. Once
Drake May's like, what?
Yeah, Drake May just gave up on waiting for a question.
My name's Drake. He did jump in, and he didn't let him finish. He's like, I'll finish.
I'll take it from here. Thanks.
Rochi. I got
good it. Question there, guy. First question.
People were excited.
They were. They were.
It's a big night. They haven't had a playoff game there in a long time.
All right, so that's the clip du jour. We have WEEI Afternoons on the way. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Big on flavor, big on comfort, and big on value. The 99 Restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals are now available every day, all day. So hurry in today or every day for their juicy chopped sirloin. You gotta love the nines. Drake May today, 4-ish. Yeah. Marcus Jones, 3:30.
3:30, Marcus Jones is like clockwork. Okay. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
All right, good.
Then Drake shortly thereafter. Yeah, we'll break down the big win. I know some were like, it was kind of a slow game. Because it was. There wasn't a lot of scoring. But that was
win.
A fun win.
Yeah.
Like, there were enough plays from the offense, from the defense, from the kicker to have fun and enjoy that. And that's why I do give the crowd a little bit of a pass. A game like that is tough to be loud from start to finish, right? You know, I'm guessing the loudest point in that game was probably the Hunter Henry touchdown.
I mean, it seemed loud on TV. I was just surprised Diggs said it was quiet because it seemed loud to me. Yeah,
he's
I guess.
He comes from Buffalo. He knows Bill's Mafia is better than Patriot Nation.
He's
that's what I heard
there. It's going to be louder. It's going to be louder this weekend.
That's what you heard?
Yeah, I did kind of. Now, you got Garrett Bradbury, who was down there today, like, raving about the crowd. So, I guess it's all
Henry and Ellis.
Right,
talked to them. They were raving
great,
about it.
Yeah.
And it looked, I will say it looked cool. The dark and the lights and the light show and then all the stuff they did.
Yeah.
Although I like how Drake's like, I don't know why they sent me out last. I'm kind of boring. Like, they should probably send Willie out. He'll do something cool. And he's right. Like, most, Ray Lewis goes out there and does the whole
does
thing.
The squirrel or whatever the hell that was
and you
called.
You got Drake May just kind of jogging out because he's not going to do something
hey
crazy.
Guys.
You don't think Drake should do that?
No.
No, I don't think that's in his.
What about the Superman? He could do the Superman.
Yeah, maybe
like
Diggs.
With Cam.
Maybe bring Diggs out last.
I want to know what Drake thinks Will would do, although probably not the week.
No.
Let's put that away until you have a better performance, Will.
Keith got some pretty interesting stuff out of
Christian Ellis was saying
today.
That on the Friday forecast that Will does, he says there is not a line he won't cross, and he's very comfortable.
Oh, boy.
I said, does he do it naked? And he goes, I'll talk to you guys later.
Or is it like racial humor or something?
Maybe.
Or like really
not a line he won't cross?
Hard-hitting stand-up routine?
I think it is. It's like a roast.
Yeah, maybe focus on blocking people. Collinsworth with hammering him.
Yeah,
he's like, we've seen this all year. He gets pushed back into the quarterback all the time. I was like,
but then in a bizarre twist, Collinsworth's own PFF graded him the highest rated player on offense.
Best player on offense.
Because there's few things less useful than PFF grades.
That's true.
All right, we'll stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, got Fitzy. You got Ball. Plus the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May, 4:00-ish. Marcus Jones, 3:30 on a Patriots Monday. Dial him up, 617-779-7937. We are back tomorrow with a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday, a Kiefer Madness for you, and we'll know the Patriots' next opponent. Is it the Texans? Is it the Steelers? We'll talk about it tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.